Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin. Just a scheduling note, there will not be a daf up on tomorrow or Thursday. Be'ez Hashem will be back on Friday morning with the next daf. But scheduling note, Chanukah recess. Not from learning, but just from having the daf up online. Okay, we are on Chav Vav Amid Beis. We will be starting three lines from the bottom, but just one or two thoughts related to the end of the Gemara yesterday. Yesterday the Gemara quoted Rava, who we're going to be connecting to as well. Rava said that only somebody who is in the Parsha, who is a kosher, can have a thought that would cause problems. If somebody is just a puzzle person, then any type of puzzle thought of his is not going to be a problem, because you got to be in the Parsha in order to cause problems. That was Rava's line, Ein Machshava Mo'elas Ela Mamisha Roy Lavoda. So that meant that Machshava only works with somebody who is fit for Avoda, and we said that means somebody who is not a Balmum, somebody who is Bidavar Haroi Lavoda, Ubimakam Haroi Lavoda. Makam Haroi Lavoda meant in the right place. Excluding, Rashi says, Nifkam HaMizbeach. If the Mizbeach was broken somehow, when you try to do the Avoda on the Mizbeach, that also wouldn't passel. You might say that might passel because you don't have a Mizbeach, but that's not not what the Gemara Rashi says. And number three was Davar Haroi Lavoda. So what is Davar Haroi? Yeah, only by something that is fitting for the Avoda. What's not fitting for the Avoda? What is Eneroi Lavoda? So we didn't translate that yesterday. So Rashi says Davar Haroi Lavoda, fifth skinny line. I'm sorry, towards the bottom, wide lines actually. Minchas Chitim. Something that is fitting for Avoda. Minchas Chitim. A mincha made out of wheat. That's Roi Lavoda. La'afuke Minchas Ha'omer Shehi Sal Sa'orim. Excluding Minchas Ha'omer, which is made out of barley. Most carbon minchas are made out of flour from wheat. But flour from barley is very unusual, but you have it once in a while. For example, the mincha of the carbon Omer brought on the second day of Pesach. Delochail ole pigol le anish kares ba'achilasa. There is no kares that is chal on it if it is in the world of pigol. The question is, why is that? So Rashi just says it's not roi. Why isn't a mincha made out of saorim roi? That's, you're supposed to bring that. So why is that not roi? So two ideas. Rashi quotes elsewhere that saorim, which many mefarshim point out, is ma'achal behema. Ma'achal behema. We say the Bali Musar all say that. Well, that's why the connection between the carbon of Omer brought on Pesach and the Shtei Halechem, which is brought on Shavuos. The Omer is made out of barley, which is animal fodder, while the Shtei Halechem is made out of wheat, and the process of Sfira is going from the level of animals to the level of human beings, and therefore that's the symbolism of Achal Sa'orim to Ma'achal Adam. So maybe that's why it's not Ro'i, because of course it is Ro'i. It's what you're supposed to bring. But it's categorized as Eino Ro'i because it is not food that is usually eaten by a person. It's also the Ra'i they bring by Sota. By Sota, the Machal of a Sota, the carbon of a Sota is Machal Sarim because she did a Maisa Behema. Tosfos and Menachos has a different suggestion why the carbon of Omer is called Eino Ro'i Lavoda. Says he quotes Rashi there. In Menachas Hema Beis, and then he says, "V'nir lafarish dechashem in chasa omer davar shein roi lavoda mishum daafilu legavoha aser lahakriv chadash kodem haomer." Because this carbon is a matir, it's a rule breaker, but really it's aser to bring anything new until you bring it. So it's not roi lavoda until after you bring it. It's kind of ba'in ke'echad. The heter and the carbon are coming at the same time. This is coming from the new crops. And this is matir, everything to be eaten in outside the Beis HaMikdash. What the Shtei Alechem that's brought in Shavuos is matir me to bring from the Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. But Omer only matirs outside the Beis HaMikdash. So if you can't bring anything new in the Beis HaMikdash, how do you bring this carbon? Right, the Omer is only matir outside the Beis HaMikdash for Hedyot. That's the problem. You're allowed to do it, and it's a mitzvah to do it. It's a separate mitzvah we're going to learn about, the carbon of Omer. But that is the circular logic, says Tosfos, why the carbon of Omer is categorized as Eino Ro'i Lavoda. It's something you have to do, but it is carbon that comes from Chadash at a time period when you're not allowed to bring Chadash into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, why it's categorized as Eino Ro'i Lavoda. Number one. Number two is just on the whole discussion we had yesterday related to Shmuel. So Shmuel, we're going to have three shitas. Shmuel is the first shita, which we had yesterday. Shmuel held, what is the shita of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if I put the blood in a different spot, in the wrong spot, blood that's supposed to be sprinkled above the Chut HaSikra, above the red line that splits the Mizbeach horizontally, I put it below. Below, I put it above. Or I put it on the ramp, instead of putting it on anywhere else on the Mizbeach. Tosfos says, has a 2 days, whether the whole discussion in the Gemara is going on that part of the Mishnah, put it on the ramp or not, does the ramp have any Kedusha? But either case, Shmuel has a big Chiddush. What does our Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says, Pasul? Pasul means only the Basar is Pasul. But the Bailim are Niskapru. That was Shmuel's Chiddush, which we discussed. Shmuel said at the beginning of the Gemara, and then we discussed it all yesterday. Why? Shmuel holds, Kol, if you put it in a place, shalobim komo, that's kim komo dami, that is Shmuel Shita. Shalobim komo, kim komo dami, at least in regard to kapara, we get kapara, but it's not good enough to be able to eat. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Mefarshim pointed out that the Rambam seems to hold like Shmuel, but he's limited. Why? Because the Rambam says that Shmuel is correct, shalobim komo, kim komo dami, except by chatas. By chatas, we don't say shalom b'mkamo kimkamo dami. Put this on the list of chatas versus other karbanas. Shina matan kronos b'chatas, bein b'chatas anase b'fnim, bein b'chatas anase b'chutz, pasal, aval b'shar kachim ksherim. It works by other karbanas, it does not work by chatas. Why not? Why doesn't it work by chatas? As we mentioned in the past, chatas has different rules and higher standards of regulations related to its zrikos. The Chafetz Chaim points out this Rambam in the Zevach Toda, in his commentary, Derech HaRambam Derech Acher Bazeh, Debechatas Ksiv Osa, Gilsa Torah Beferish, Detzricha Lehinasein Dafka Al HaKronos, Veloshin El Lamata, even for Kapara. Right? We mentioned that the Chatas is the only one that even the karbanos they have to do lamala michut asikra, like an olas ha'of, right? Chatas and olas switch by birds. By other karbanos, by regular behema, chatas is above and olas below. By birds you switch. The olas ha'of is above and the chatas ha'of is below. So, even by the olas ha'of, it's above the chut asikra. It's not on the kronos. You don't have to go up the ramp and do it on top of the horns of the mizbeach. That's only chatas. Chatas is the only one that it says etzpa. You gotta do it with your finger. You can't take the kli and just fling it to the mizbeach. It's the only one that you have to do on all four. You're not allowed to even do shtayim shein arba on four diagonal corners. You gotta do it on each one l'chachila by a chatas. So says the Rambam that shalobim kama we don't say is kim kama dami. Because that has higher standards, specific standards, and if it's not on the mizbeach, then it is pasul totally, not just what Shmuel says, pasul and its kapara bailim. Bailim do not get kapara if they don't do it in the right spot. Right, and that's what this is the last point we'll mention, then we'll get into today. The Dvir HaKodesh, one of the achronim on the Masechta, says, when it comes to shalobim komo, that shalobim komo kim komo dami only works where there's a result-oriented zrika, where the point is to get it on the mizbeach somehow. So with all the kabbanis, you've got it onto the mizbeach. But chatas, it's also about how you get it on the mizbeach. It's a hazaah. It's not just a zrika. And therefore, that would not work. Avabachatas, ika dinta hakapara tehe. Bofet shal hazaah, haribahaya vodin emer din makom. Vahu akronos, falachain, kol shashina pasal. Vavki itain bahazaah makom acher, lo mahani, tahalo bahazaah, ika din makom, falachain, kol shashina makom chatas, pasal, lagamri. And that's what the Rambam is machalik between chatas and other karbanos. Okay, we continue now. Three lines to the bottom, Meisvei. So now we're going to ask Akash on Shmuel. Again, Shmuel held that when the Mishnah says pasul, it only means that you can't eat the meat. But the Bailam get kapara. Bailam get kapara. So, Meisvei, Chishev litin esani tanin lamala lamata, lamata lamala. This is the Mishnah later on. If I think, our Mishnah spoke about if I actually did it in the wrong spot, if I did this Zrika in the wrong spot, what if I just thought about doing this Zrika in the wrong spot? Right? This gets us into the sugis of pigol. Pigol, as we know, the Pasuk tells us that pigol kicks in if I think about doing an avodas achila shalo bizmano. Achila means either a person eating or a mizbeach eating. If I do the shchita, I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow. If I do the shchita, I'm going to do the haktara tomorrow. If I do the haktara, I'm going to do the shvicha shirayim, the pouring of the leftover blood on the mizbeach tomorrow. So all those cases, if I do an early part of the avoda with a later part of the avoda in mind, that's an achila of a person or an achila of the mizbeach, and I think shlo bezmano. If I do that, then the karban gets the status of pigle, and if I eat a piece of pigle, I'm chayav karis. If I do it shlo bimkomo, if I have the same exact thought, but shlo bimkomo, not just shlo bezmano, then that's pasul. That's not pigle. That's pasul and zo karis. One other point of introduction. We mentioned this also. The Mishnah later on tells us that pigle only works if everything else is perfect. And the only problem in the avoda is pigle. If there's any other problem in the avoda, that it can't be pigle. That's called Yatra Matra Kibinsvaso. Right, that's the Mishnah later on that we are going to get to. So if I have a thought of Shalol Lishma and I have a thought of pigle, then it's just puzzle. It only achieves the status of pigle if it is perfect, if there's nothing else wrong with this carbon except the pigle thought. Okay, so let's just keep that in mind for the following. Says the Gemara. If I thought I do the shechita and I think that I'm going to do the zrika in a wrong place, la alter, but I think that I'm going to do it today. I think I'm going to do it at the right time, wrong place, kosher. So if you have that thought, that is kosher because it's not pigle because you didn't have a thought of pigle and you thought about doing it in the wrong spot. But what did Shmuel say? Shalom emkom oskim komo dami. So you didn't have anything wrong in mind. Sik continues, chazar v'chishev chutzlim komo. And then if you continue the avoda, and during the second avoda, you had in mind that you're going to eat something shalom emkomo, pasul vein bokaris. That turns out to be real pasul. Like you had a shalom emkomo, a thought, and there is no karis. Chutz lizmano, but if I had a regular pigle thought, then pigle v'chayavad of karis. And that's pigle too. Why does all this work out? Because that's considered everything else was perfect. Because what was your thought originally? That you're going to do the Zrika Shalobim Komo? But that's fine. Because what did Shmuel hold? Shalobim Komo, Kim Komo Dummy. And therefore, it's as if you didn't have any other problematic thought besides the pigle or the puzzle thought. That's part one. But then we have Lamachar. But if you thought to do this Shalobim Komo Zrika tomorrow, so then Puzzle. So then it is Puzzle right away, because that is a case of a pigle thought, but meaning tomorrow, but you had in mind Shalobim Komo. That's going to be the kasha. Why is it Puzzle if the thought is meant to be perfect? Chazar v'chishe, be'chuz l'zvara be'chuz l'mkomo, Puzzle v'im b'karis. And the second stage, obviously, if the carbon is Puzzle from part one, then part two it's going to be Puzzle and not Pigle, because it's not perfect. Besides the machshavos of pigle. But either way, what's the question? The question is the second half. The shalobim komo kim komo dami. If Shmuel is correct that shalobim komo really is bimkomo, and even if you do it in the wrong spot, so then it's good enough. So then, why in the second half of if in the first part of the second half there are like four cases? If you look at case three, that's what the question is on. Case three was if I think that I'm going to do the zrika shalobim komo shalobizmano. So why isn't that pigle? Shalobim komo is kim komo dummy, and that should be not a problem, and the only thought, therefore, should be pigle. So why is that only puzzle? Hi puzzle, pigle, it should be pigle. If it's true that all pigle requires is a thought that is shalobizmano, as long as everything else is perfect. And according to Shmuel, we're saying everything else was perfect, because shalobim komo is kim komo dummy. So why is it that case pigle too? Answers the Gemara, Amar Mar Zutra, Zrika de Sharya Basar Ba'achila, Maisi Lady Pigo, Zrika de Lo Sharya Basar Ba'achila, Lo Maisi Lady Pigo. Period. Meaning, even Shmuel, who said that Shlobim Komo Kim Komo Dami, agrees, as we saw, that you can't eat the Basar. You can't eat the Basar from the carbon. The carbon is Mechaper for the owner, but you can't eat the meat. And the rule is, the thought of pigle has to be super perfect. It can't just be, okay, it works for something, and therefore it's not a problematic thought. No, if there's any slight problem in the thought, meaning it's not matir la'achila, that's not going to be good enough for pigle. You're right, it's going to work shalom b'komo kim komo dami for the bialim, but it's already going to be tainted enough that you're not going to be able to have pigle otherwise. That's the chiddush of Mar Zutra. Amalei Ravashi Lamar Zutra. Mina lecha ha. How does he know this dichsiv? Because the pasuk says by pigle. Vim heachel yeachel mi besar zevach shlamav pigul yihyeh. If somebody eats from the basar of the shlamim, or the context, we'll have to talk about that. Why is the source of pigol by kachay kalam, by shlamim? Is that something unique? Is that something significant? But what the pasuk says, if I eat from the bakar b'shlamim, it is pigol. So we darshan, misha piglo garam lo, this is only where the thought of pigol causes me not to be able to eat the meat. Unlike here, where there's another ingredient why I'm not allowed to eat this, that's the thought of doing this rikas shalobim kamo. And therefore, this is not a case of pigol. Just finishing up. So if you're saying that pigol does not kick in, so then it shouldn't even be possible. In this case, if pigol is held back, so then it should be able even to be eaten. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, midi dahavi amachsheves hinuach valibid Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Yehuda's sheet there. Rabbi Yehuda holds later on, as we'll have in Adaf Lamed Hey, that even though regular pigol is, I have a thought that I'm going to do this Rika shelo bizman, I'm going to do it tomorrow. What if I just have a thought that I'm not going to do this Rika? I'm just going to leave the blood. So is that a problem? I don't have any thought that I'm going to do anything wrong. I have a thought that I'm not going to do something right. Just not going to be meniach the blood. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's possible. So the Gemara says here, this is not worse than that. It's not worse than that if I'm going to do it shelo bimkomo, shelo bizmano. It's not worse than just leaving it over. So therefore, says the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, it'll still be puzzle according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to be pigol, but it's going to be puzzle. Okay, stop there for a minute. That is all Shitas Shmuel. We're going to have two more Shitas coming up. But just one other point before that. That is, there is a Tosefta. There's a Tosefta that all the Achronim ask how the Tosefta works with our Gemara. The Tosefta is in Perek Bey's Tosefta Aleph. If you look at the Tosefta, it's interesting. The Tosefta on Zvachim is called Tosefta Karbanos. That's the name of the Masechta, the Tosefta. It's called Karbanos. It's not called Zvachim. So in Tosefta Karbanos, in Perek Bey's Halacha Aleph, it says, if I shech, tashochet es hazevach, amena sheyizraku arelim utmeim. What if I shech the abakoein, I'm shechting the karban, amenas that an arel is going to do the zrika. Amenas a tamei is going to do the zrika. So does that ruin it? I have in mind a puzzle person. So, says the Tosefta, bachutz, o mixas domo bachutz, or lizrog domo lamachar. I have in mind that the RL is going to do the zrika tomorrow. Or mixas domo lamachar, v'chulu, pigol, v'chayavin. That's pigol. V'chayavin alei murin karis. What is the Tosefta say? That if I have in mind a pigol thought, but along with a pigol thought, is that who's going to do that Zrika Shalom Bizvano? A Tamei or an RL? That's pigol. Ask all the Achronim. But what do you mean? If an RL or a Tamei does that Avoda, it's going to be possible anyway. You're not going to be able to eat it, not just because of pigol, but because of the tummy and the arl doing the avoda. So how could our Gemara say, how could Barzutra come up with a chiddush, all these zrika, the shaya basar b'achila, creates pigol, but a zrika that doesn't matter b'achila does not create pigol. The Tosefta says that if you have in mind that a tummy or an arl is going to do the zrika shalom izvano, that that does create pigol. You're not going to be able to eat that meat. You're not going to be able to do anything with that. So why is it that is allowed? So all the Akronim get into the discussion here. I'll just mention two, and then we will move on. The Brisker Rav suggests that there's a chilek between a machshava zrika shalo bimkoma. Well, you have to say, the answer has to be that there's a difference between a shalo bimkoma thought and a tamei and an arel thought. A shalo bimkoma teaming up with shalo bizmano, and a tamei and arel teaming up with shalo bizmano. That's the derech that we're going to have to be mechalek in. The question is, what's the lamdus? Why is there a difference between the two? Says the Brisker Rav, when it comes to a zrika shalo bimkoma shalo bizmano, so there, ein klal Torah zrika, elo akabi kaparas bailam. The zrika itself is hindered. It's tainted. Because not only are you doing the zrika shalom bizmano, you're doing it shalom bimkoma. The act of zrika is problematic. It's limited. Like we said before. So, fine, regarding the kapara of the owner, all it's got to do is to get to the mizbeach somehow. Right, when, except by Chatas, according to the Rambam. So if it's just a guy to get to the Mizbeach, then it gets to the Mizbeach. But that's not a Zrika. That's not a good Zrika. And for Pigo, you need a good Zrika. Shalom Koma taints it. Masha'eki, when it comes to a Zrika Ayyidei Psulim, a perfect Zrika, at the wrong time for Pigo, but a perfect Zrika Ayyidei Psulim, Yesh Lamitzan Atma Shem Zrika. Umasha'eina Matira Mishum Dechalba Psul Ayyidei Azorik. This is a perfect zrika. There's an external psul based on who's doing it. But the act, there's a gavra problem here, not a maisa problem. So as long as the maisa is okay, that's okay for pigel. That's considered yakar amatr kimitzvaso. Even though the gavra is problematic. Gather amir bapazak pigel yi amisha pigel agarmo, who shain did pigel bezrika, shishla shame zrika, lechol davar. Aloshish chnai bepoel. Right, lemaisa. Rezuzah is not saying that lemaisa it has to be eaten the carbon. It's that it has to be eaten because of the zrika, even though there might be a different problem while it might not be able to be eaten. That's the lumdish chiluk between a machshava shalobim komo, which is ironically worse in terms of pigel, meaning preventing pigel, than a machshava that a tamei or an arel is going to do the avoda. That's one. That's the brisker rub. One more, and then we'll. Continue the Yama. The other thought is suggested by, if you have to look at, if you have a problem with the Tosefta, where do you look? You look at the Chazon Yecheskel. Yecheskel Abramsky, his commentary on the Tosefta, he always brings all the lumdis. So the Chazon Yecheskel, he quotes another difference between an Arel and a Tame. There are two machshavos, says the Chazon Yecheskel. It's a similar idea to the Gris, but a little different. You can split up the types of thoughts when it comes to the Tosefta case. Because you're having a thought about Shalobim Komo, you're having a thought who's going to do it. Those are two different thoughts. V'ein machsheves zrikas apsulim motziya midei machsheves pigol. Because there are two different thoughts here. She'in machsheva aposelos motziya midei machsheves pigol. Masha'enke, if the thought is to do it shalobim komo, then within the thought of shalobizmano is also shalobim komo. They're connected in the thought. They're put together halachically in the machshava of the Oved, so therefore that would make it problematic as well. So a little different formulation than the Brisker Rav, but that is the way to get out of the stira between the Tosefta and our Gemara. Just one final thought, the Mikdash David just has a suffix. What about if I have a problematic thought about pigel during one of the later zrikas by a carbon chatas? Carbon chatas, we know, has got to be on all four. B'dievet, for all four quarters. If b'dievet, if you did one, it's okay b'dievet. What about during the third zrika? I have a problematic thought. So you don't need this third zrika for the achila. It's already kosher based on the first one. So yes, that suffix, whether that would be similar to cases which would not have the problem of the Shita Mar Zotra. Okay. Let's go weiter. So that was all number one pshat of the Gemara Shmuel. Now we're up to number two pshat, Reish Lakish Amar, about the 15th line. Reish Lakish Amar, La Olam Pasol Mamish. Reish Lakish argues on Shmuel. In our mission, it says the word Pasol. What are you talking about, Pasol in the Bailam Get Kapara? It says Pasol, it means Pasol, says Reish Lakish. Vishalobim Komo Kimkomo Dami. I agree with his Svara. I agree with his Svara if Shalobim Komo is Kimkomo, according to Shmuel, but I don't think that's pshat in the Mishnah. I think the Mishnah means pasul totally. If you say shalom b'komo kim komo, why is it pasul totally? V'lo kasha, kachanasan b'shtika, kachanasan ba'amira. It depends. When does the pasik say that shalom b'komo is kim komo dami? That is, if you shechted b'shtika. If you didn't have any other problematic thought. That's what the pasuk's talking about. But kanchanasan ba'amira. But here in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where you said you had a problematic thought. You had a problematic thought of chus l'zmano. You had a pigel type of thought. And therefore, that is why it is pasul legamre. So that's Reish Lakish. Again, agreeing fundamentally with the svara of shalobim komukim komodami, but saying in our Mishnah you had a different problematic thought, and that's why it's pasul. That's why it's possible totally, not possible, but the Bailam get kapara. Tanan, so because Reish Lakish holds like Shmuel fundamentally about Shalom Kim Kimkomo, the Gemara just says you could ask the last 20 lines of Gemara on him too and give the same answers. But the Gemara says that in two lines instead of just repeating the whole Shak Levataria. Tanan, Chishi Litanis and Etan Lamata Lamala Lamala Lamata, Ad, Midi Dahavia Machavis, Yinuva, Levit Rebbe Yehuda, Vachulu. Again, unusual. A different Masechta doesn't talk this way. The Masechta doesn't quote like two lines and then say Vechulu, exactly what we had before, you know, odd. Until here, you know, the same Gemara that we had earlier could go on Reish Lakish. Okay, but again, as we mentioned, different Masechtas talk in different, have their own character. Zachim also is very lemaisa in terms of telling you what's going on. So that is Reish Lakish Shita. Okay, number three. Reb Yochanan Amar. Reb Yochanan has the third pshat. Idi ve'idi shenasan b'shtika. Really, no. In all cases, you didn't have any other problematic thought. But you know what? Shalobim komo, lavkim komo dami. Reb Yochanan argues fundamentally. If you put it in the wrong spot, it's nothing. It's not kim komo dami. Even if you didn't have any other thought, the bialim are not going to get kapara. You put it in the wrong spot. If you do less zrikos than you have to do, so then fine, that could work. As we learn in Ezeo Makomon in the fifth parak, if I'm supposed to do four and I do one, it's okay b'diavad. If I do two and I do one, it's okay b'diavad. If I'm supposed to do two and I do one, less zrikas are okay as long as they're in the right spot. If they're in the wrong spot, shalobim komo, lav kim komo dami. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And that's why in the Mishnah, it's puzzle. Vaha. So what does he have to explain? The Mishnah later on says if you do it in the wrong spot, you could go back to the neck of the animal and do it again. So what's the difference between our Mishnah doesn't mention that? Oh, so he says our Mishnah, there's no more blood left in the neck. That's it. The reason in our Mishnah, the Mishnah does not suggest doing it again, is because there's no blood left in the neck for you to do it again. Fine. So now we're going to talk about the last line of the Mishnah according to each of the Shitas. So we have Shmuel, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel and Reish Lakish both hold Shlobim Komo Kim Komo Dami. They just argue about the Pshat of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, shalobim komo, lav kim komo dami. And therefore, that is why the Mishnah says pasul. So the last line of the Mishnah, if you remember, said, pasul ve'ein bo karis. It added on the phrase, but there's no karis. So what, according to which shita, does that line make sense? Do you have to tell me ein bo karis? So bish, lamala, reish, lakish. According to reish, lakish, I understand. Haidnu, diktani, pasul ve'ein bo karis. I understand why you have to say pasul ve'ein bo karis. Why? Because what did reish, lakish say about our Mishnah is a case where you did it shalobim komo, and you also had a shalobismano thought. So that's why the chiddush is. You've got to tell me that even though you had a pickle thought, there's no karis here. Because you also had a shalobim komo, you also did it shalobim komo. So you did something wrong. It's not considered yakrif hamater kimitzvaso. It's not called doing everything else perfectly. So there's no pigle. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me there is no kares. El Rabbi Yochanan, my Eba kares. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the problem in our Mishnah is that you did the zrika in a wrong spot, and that's why it's possible. There was no such thought about chutz l'zmano, nothing to do with pigle. So what does the Mishnah have to tell me? Eba kares. Of course there's no kares. So kasha, no answer given. No answer given in the Gemara. We just say Rabbi Yochanan had difficulty in learning the Mishnah. Ule Shmuel, my ain bo karis. What about according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel, he also said Shalobim Komo is Kim Komo Dami, and in our Mishnah, it's a case where you had just the thought of. The Bailam do get kapara, so according to him, why is there a psul? So hachi kamar, so he has to say, he adds in, like Reish Lakish would say, in nasan b'machshava, pasul ve'im b'karis. If you had a problematic thought, it would be pasul, and there wouldn't be karis. Right, shalom komo kim komo, is only lagabi the kapara, but not considered a perfect thought, as we had earlier, based on Marzutra, that you need azrika, that sharya basar ba'achila. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan, back to Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan held. So you see the Gemara used the lashon of kasha, not tiyufta. So Rishon and the Rashbam says elsewhere that if it says kasha, that means it's not such a strong question. There's an answer. The Gemara just didn't feel like giving it. Tiyufta, where it says tiyufta, that's a stronger kasha, that's a knockout punch. Tiyufta is a knockout punch, unless the Gemara, once in a while, right after a tiyufta, it says, but according to the Shita, we hold like the Shita. First parak of Baba Kama has an example like that. But most of the time, Tiyufta means knockout punch, and Kasha means, okay, it's a problem, but you could still try to work it out. So here, the Gemara is still interested in Rabbi Yochanan, even though we had Kasha. It's mashma that he's not totally rejected. For Rabbi Yochanan, Ish alobim komo lavkim komo dami, levi ki nishbach menakli ala ritzpa v'yesvenu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you did this reek in the wrong spot. So it's puzzle. But why can't it be like the case we had in our Mishnah? What was the rule? I think I didn't say this explicitly the other day. Somebody asked me after the shiur about it. The Mishnah Daf Chafei. What did the Mishnah say on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph? If all the blood spills to the floor, it's pasul. That's only if it spills directly. I mentioned if the Kohen trips. I meant if he trips and he doesn't even catch the blood in the first place. He trips and the Kohen goes to the floor. But the blood goes to the floor. But if the Kohen caught the blood in the Kli Sharbeis and then it fell out, you're allowed to be Ma'asefit. Because it had the Kedusha, the Kiddush in the Kli Sharbeis, and you could pick it up as long as you caught it in the Kli Sharbeis first. So ask our Gemara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you threw it on the Mizbeach in the wrong spot, so it's possible. Why can't you just pick it up again? Right? It's as if it went on the floor. And do it again. Is it worse that it went on the Mizbeach in the wrong spot than going on the floor? Is that worse? So, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, yes. Yes, then it would be better to just fall on the floor. If it goes on the Mizbeach on the wrong spot, it was too close. It's too close to the real thing, so it's going to get nifsal. Right, instead of just going on the floor. He held like the opinion of Lo Yasvenu, De Amar Rabbi Yisla Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Where do you see this? Hakomodim, everybody agrees. Bini Talon Lamala, Shazan Lamala, Lamato, Shazan Lamala, Shalokim Itzvason, Lo Yasvenu, says Rabbi Yisla Bar Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody would agree in the following shitas. Everybody agrees that if you put the Dam in the right spot, should he tell Lamala, Shnitin Lamala? Lamata, Shnitin Lamata. Right? You put the Dam in the right spot, but you just had a, did it in a problematic way. Like what? Rashi says, you did it with your left hand. Or you did it with another problematic Machshava. So if I did put the Dam in the exact same right spot, but I had a other problem, Lo Yasvenu, that for sure you're not allowed to gather up. That ruins it, because you did exactly what you were supposed to do with another problem, and therefore, you can't pick it up. Why? Look at the Lushan and Rashi on the second to last line. The Nitan, Kiva, the Nitan Bimkomo, Azdala Le Torah Zrika Mine. Zrika has already been fulfilled, albeit in a problematic way. But you already did Zrika to this blood. Once you do Zrika to the blood, you can't redo it. If it fell on the floor, it was Nishfach. There was no Zrika. Here, you did a Zrika. Problematic. That's good enough. You can't do more than one Zrika with blood. So that's why, if it went in the Mizbeach, everybody agrees you can't be Ma'asefet. Lo nechluku, ela, benitana, lamala, shnita, lamata, lamata, shnita, lamala. The machloket is if it was put in the wrong spot. Is that called a Zrika? Shereb Yosi Omer. Lo yasvenu, Reb Shimon Omer yasvenu. That's the machlokas, whether you did it in the, if you put it in the wrong spot, that's the machlokas. Umishnah seinu, kedivrei Omer, lo yasvenu. And that's it. Reb Yochanan would say that our mission is going according to the one that says if you did it in the wrong spot, it's also called a zrika. It's a zrika with problems. And if you have a zrika with problems, you can't do it. You can't do it again. It's similar, it's not exactly, but it's similar to our discussion that we had a couple of days ago related to dichui. Dichui means once there's a problem with a certain item, so then I might say I can't use that item forever, even if the problem disappears. Dichui meikaro nireh v'nitcheh. If something is nireh and then it gets a problem, a carbon. We had the discussion if a carbon is hufrash, then the owner becomes a mumar. So then right at that moment, the carbon is nitcheh because a mumar can't bring a carbon. And then he comes back. Maybe we say once it has a problem, it has a problem. So here too, once you have a problematic zrika, you can't do the blood is nitcheh, and you can't do another zrika with it. V'Rav Chizda Amar Avimi. So we answer the question, but once we quoted this, we quote the other shita. V'Rav Chizda, the name of Avimi, tells us Hakom Odim Benitana Lamata Shnita Lamala Shelo Yasvenu. Rav Avimi says no, the opposite direction. If you did it in the wrong spot, for sure you can't be Ma'asivin, because that is a very problematic zrika. V'Kol Shekei Benitana Lamala Shnita Lamata. So everybody agrees that if you put it from below, what's supposed to be put below the Chut HaSikra, you put it above the Chut HaSikra, so that you can't be Ma'asev, it's the wrong spot, but and therefore because it's the wrong spot, you can't be Ma'asev it, and surely if you did the opposite wrong way, if it's supposed to be, above and you put it below, why? Because even though that's the wrong spot, it's not such the wrong spot. Why? Because all the blood that you put above eventually comes down below, it drips down. So even Nitana Lamala has a Shaychus to Nitan and Lamata, because it always drips down after you put it up. Ho'el v'damim ho'el yonim Lamata hein ba'in. Because even the ones above have a shaychus to below. So if you do it in the wrong spot, says Abimi, it's for sure you cannot do it again. You can't pick it up and do the Zrika again. And the better Zrika you do, ironically, where you do the Zrika, where the blood touches a place where it's supposed to be shaykh, that makes it worse. Makes it worse. Kol shekein that is a case that it makes it worse because it touched a place where it's supposed to be, and therefore it has the shame zrika, and therefore you can't do another zrika on this blood. But lo nechleku, the machlokas is not related to the mizbeach achitzon uniquely. It's what you did in the wrong spot on the wrong mizbeach. That's the shaila. Lo nechleku ela benitanin lefnim shenitnem bachutz. Bachutz shenitnem bifnim. We know most karbanas have the zrika on the mizbeach achitzon, on the outer mizbeach in the azara. But once in a while, we have karbanas that get zrikas hadam on the mizbeach apnimi, the mizbeach haktoris, which generally only has on Yom Kippur and the chatos pnimios. Chatos pnimios, the parim davashol si, but the special chatos that we discussed in Meseches Horios. That's the chatos pnimios. So by all of those, you did it on the wrong mizbeach. So is that called a zrika? So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yasvenu, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Yasvenu. On the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it's supposed to be there and you put it there, then in the wrong spot, it's still called a Zrika. And therefore, once you do one Zrika, you can't do another one. The Machlokas is where you put it on the wrong Mizbeach. Is that called a Zrika or not? We're going to have to talk about it. It comes up a little bit on the bottom of today's Amud. Bezrat Hashem will get there. But the issue is, how much is a Mizbeach HaZahav? The little Mizbeach, how much is that Mizbeach? How much is that klisharis? Because it's anointed like the other kalim, right? It's anointed. It's carried, right? It's categorized, right, with the other kalim. It's a kli, but it's a mizbeach also. You don't sacrifice animals on that mizbeach, but it's still called a mizbeach. You put back of ketores on there. So is that more in the world of kalim, or is that more in the world of mizbeach? It's fascinating. The Mefarshim on Chumash talk about it. Why is it that all the Kalim are discussed in Parshas Truma, except the Mizbeach is discussed at the end of Parshas Tetzave, after the Begadim? Why is that separated? So again, that also goes with this discussion. But this is the first thing we've had on the list of relationship between Mizbeach HaChitzon and Mizbeach HaZahav. If you machlokas here, if you do the zrikas of one on the other, is that called a zrika? That's an important Lundish discussion. Okay, Amar Rabbi Bar Yitzchak Avanan Amitanino. We also learned in the Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Hi Ha'ola. Right, what is this talking about? It's talking about later on. This is the Mishnah later on Daf Pei Dalid Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says there, the ninth parak in Zvachim is called Mizbeach Mekadesh. Mizbeach Mekadesh Esarailo. The Mizbeach sanctifies what is fitting for it. That is the ninth parak. That's a whole parak that talks about what if something gets onto the Mizbeach by accident or on purpose and it's not supposed to be there. So certain halachas are im Allah lo tered. Once it went up, it achieves kedusha. The Mizbeach is collate it. The Mizbeach protects it so that it gets kedusha and it doesn't go down. You got a burden on the Mizbeach. And some things are so possible that even im Allah tered, even if they went up when they're not supposed to, they go back down, no kedusha is achieved because this thing maybe had a psul beforehand. That is the whole discussion of the parak in the ninth parak. So, Rabbi Yehuda has three exclusions. Three things which he says, if these happen, even if it goes up, it goes down. From the word Zos Ki Ha'ola, Hare Elu Mi'utin. These are all excluding. Prat, what does it exclude? L'nishchata Balayla, if you have an animal, a carbon that was shechted at night. So then, if it's shechted at night, it's totally possible. If it goes on the Mizbeach, it comes down. Im'ala Teire. Visha Nishfach Dama, or the blood spilled out. Or, meaning you didn't do Zrika. And for Sheyatza Dama Chutz LeKalayim. Or it's Dama went outside of the Kalayim, outside of the curtains of the Azara. Im also Tered. That is the first, that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Keep in mind, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's who we are discussing as we will see. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak is trying to bring a proof to what we just said before. Rabbi Yehuda says, these three are, even if they go up to Alam Mizbeach, they come down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon talks for 20 lines right now. So then we'll get back to the point of this brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, Ein Li Ela Ola, I only know Kshera. I only know that if an Ola Kshera goes on the Mizbeach and achieves Kedusha and it does not go down, Minayin L'Rabo, Shinishchata Balayla, Vishinishmach Dama, Vishiyasa Dama Chusa Kalayim, how do I know to include all of Rabbi Yehuda's cases? I think all of Rabbi Yehuda's cases are Im Ola Lo Teirid and 10 others. V'halon, or you have a carbon that stayed overnight. V'hayotze, or you have a carbon where its meat went outside. Right, early we spoke about if its blood goes outside. Vihatame, or now carbon is tummy. Vishen nishcha chutzlis vana v'chuzlam kamo. Or it's a case of pigle. You shechted it with machshava to do it outside the time or the makom. Vishikib lu psulin. Vizarku is dama. And psulin were makabal and did the zrika. Vani tanu lamala shatan lamata. Vani tanu lamata shatan lamala. All these cases that you put the blood in the wrong spot, up or down, or even the wrong mizbeach. And even Pesach and Chatas, which you shakl shlo l'shma, which we learned back on Daf Beis, are pasul. In all those cases, minayin. How do I know that in all those cases, if the carbon goes on top of the mizbeach, it gets burned on the mizbeach. It does not come down. Tamalomar Toras Haola Riba Torah Achas Lakol Haolin Shem Alu Lo Yerdu. In all these cases, if it goes up, it does not come down. It achieves kedusha. Continues Reb Shimon. We didn't get to the point yet. Yocho. I might think Shani Marbe Afharoveya Vahanirba Vahamuksa Vahnevad. I might think they also include a roveya vahanirba, an animal that Rahman al-Islam had a relationship with a person. Roveya, where the animal was active. Roveya with a woman. Nirba, Roveya means it was with a woman. Nirba, it brought a man on it. Vahamuksa, veha, and what do you mean, Roveya Nirba? Aren't they chayiv misa? You have to kill these animals? So Rashi says it was only eight echad. Only eight echad, so it was already pasul gavoa, but, it's not chayiv, you don't have to kill the animal. Vahamuksa, what does muksa mean? Designated for Avodah Zarah. Machlokas Rashi and his grandson. Rashi and the Rashbam. What does designated for Avodah Zarah mean? Rashi here says designated for Tikroves Avodah Zarah. Rashi says on the fifth to last skinny line, Mukse Shekseo le Tikroves Avodah Zkochavim. Why does he Tikroves? What about Shekseo le Avodah Zarah Atzma? He doesn't say that. Because the Achronim say, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us on Daf, Mem Dalan Mabez, Ein Hektish Lavodah Zkochavim. You can't designate something for Avodah Zarah. If I say this house is going to be Avodah Zarah, until it's worshipped, it's not Avodah Zarah. There's no such thing as Hakdasha for Avodah Zarah. There's something called Hakdasha for Tikroves Avodah Zarah. But not for Avodah Zarah Atzma. That has to be actually worshipped. That's what Rashi says. If you look in the Rashbam in Baal Basra, in the Tokah de Dibur Sugya, the Rashbam there says, Kuf Chafes Mabez, when he gives an example, the Gemara there says, if you remember, we've discussed this many times, that there are four exceptions to the rule of Tokah de Dibur, that I'm allowed to retract my statements within a few seconds after I said it. What are the exceptions? The exceptions are Avodah Zarah, Megadef, Kiddushin, and Gerushin. Those four. The Gemara in Baal Basra just has two of them, because Avodah Zarah, which also includes Megadev, and Kiddushin, which also includes Gerushin. So Avodah Zarah there, the Rashbam gives an example. Shim hitvis o hikset davar la'avodas kochavim. So he says it beferish. If you're makser davar la'avodah zarah, to be an Avodah Zarah. So machlokas, the Zeda and the Neched. Right? The Rashi and the Rashbam. Again, that's, so how would the Rashbam learn that Gemara in Avodah Zarah? It says, Ein Hektash Lavodas Kachavim. So he might have to say there, Ein Hektash just means it doesn't become Asr Bahana related to all the halachas, but it is Asr Lagavoa. It doesn't become Asr Lagavoa, but it has all the other halachas. But anyway, we're in the middle of a brisa. So Rabbi Shimon says, I might think that I include all of these also, to say, Olo Teirid, Vaha Esnan, or an animal given as payment to a Zona, Vaha Mechir, or if an animal, a carbon, is switched with a dog, as the Torah describes in Kisetzi, Vaha Kilayim, breeded animal, a mixed breeded animal, yotze dofan, in a cesarean section animal is also possible. All these cases, you might think that even if they go up in the Mizbeach, they're going to stay there, tamalomar, zos. No, only these animals and not others. So we exclude all this last group. Why do I include all the earlier ones and exclude all the later ones? I include all the earlier ones because that psul was bakodesh. What does that mean? Let's just go with Rashi's pshat now. These psulim happened after they came into the Azara. Lon, Yotze, Tameh. It was all after they came into the Azara. Umozi, and he has Elu, Shlohai, Psulim, Bakodesh. All the others, the second group, what? Yotze, Dofen. It was born like that. Right? Roveya, Nirba, that was all earlier. So therefore, those are excluded. Those had a problem to get it, go in. So therefore, if they go up in the Mizbeach, they come down. That is the whole Brisa. What's the important point of the Brisa? Kitani Miha. What do we see in the middle of the Brisa? Hanitani Lamata, Shasa Lamala, Lamala, Shasa Lamata. Those are cases that Rabbi Shimon includes. That if it goes up on the Mizbeach, it does not come down. V'lo palik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda did not include those. Even though Rabbi Yehuda said Nishpach Dama is excluded, but this is not called Nishpach Dama. If it's put in the wrong spot. So my time, oh, la mishum dekalti Mizbeach, ushmamina lo yasvenu. It must mean, because once the Mizbeach gets it, and therefore you can't do the Zrika again. Can this week again? It has the shalobim komo is enough kim komo that you don't, or even if you say shalobim komo is lav kim komo, like we're talking about in this last shita, still you can't be maasik because it's already considered a zrika done. Once one zrika is done, so then you can't do another zrika. You can't be maasik off of the mizbeach. Okay. That is the brisa. There's a machlokas. What exactly does psula bakodesh mean? I mentioned Rashi's pshat. But if you look in Tosas later on the Samaches, Tosas says, what do you mean? An animal could be near Ben Rovea in the Azara too. An animal could become Tame in the Azara, in the, any of that. Muksaneva, that can't happen in the Azara. You can't designate an animal in there. So Tosas gets a different shot. No, it means, psula bakodesh means after there was Kiddush Bekli. That's what Tosa says. After there was Kosher Psula Bakodesh Delo Yebrit Hanu Sheira Psul Misha Nishchat V'Niskanish B'Kedushas Kli V'Lo Kamo Shebir Shakuntras. That's what Tosa says. Different shot. Psula Bakodesh does not mean in the Kodesh, like Rashi says, but Psula B'Kedusha. That's what Tosa says. Where it already had Kiddush. The Shilu Kabetzis here gets another shot. Maybe it's all these cases. You have the first group Psula Bakodesh means you have times when it's Kosher. When you could be doche these types of psulim. Okay, let's finish up. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, mizbeach apnimi mekadish psulim. The inner mizbeach is mekadish psulim. If it goes up on the inner mizbeach, it does not come down. So my kamash lantanina. What do you mean? Hanidat tan bifnim b'chulu. We just had that in the Mishnah. Bifnim b'chutz b'chutz bifnim. That it's all low tereid. So what do you mean that it's what Rabbi Lazar has to come up and tell me a big chiddush? So no, imi hasam hava mina hanimili dam dechazile. You might have thought, what does that mean when you put something from the outside on the inside? Blood, because blood is roi for the mizbeach apnimi. So therefore, if you put the wrong blood there, maybe that's kolate. Aval komates delo chazile, but the komets, if you take the flour that's supposed to be burned on the mizbeach achitzon on the outer mizbeach and you put it on the inner mizbeach. The inner mizbeach never gets a mincha, right? It only gets ktores. It gets ktores and it gets blood. But you might think that that's totally not fitting. Amalo, kamash malon. That's the chiddush of Elazar. Even komets, even flour. Period. Mesve, is that really true? The brisa says ktores zara, strange ktores. What does strange ktores mean? Any ktores besides what you have to, because you're not allowed to be. There's no such thing as ktores nedava. So if your Ktoris Zara sha'ala lagabi mizbeach, if the Ktoris Zara goes out of the mizbeach, Tevrit, it comes down, she'elacha mekadish psulim ala mizbeach achitzon baroilo, because only the outer mizbeach is mekadish psulim, so what do you medayik from there? Chitzon im pnimi lo, only the chitzon is mekadish. But the pnimi is not mekadish. Isn't that what you should be medayik? So Taritz hachi, no, formulated as follows. Ktoris Zara sha'ala lamizbeach achitzon, Tevrit. Ktores, strange ktores that goes on the mizbeach achitzon must come down. She'em mizbeach achitzon mekadish psulin ela haroi lo. So the mizbeach achitzon is limited. Va'pnimi is more flexible. Bein roi lo, bein she'en roi lo, whether it's something that is fitting to go up on it, is normal to go up on it or not, it is mekadish. My time of why? High ritzpa v'hai klishares. Very important line. Because the mizbeach achitzon is called ritzpa. It's called the floor. What does that mean? It's just a bunch of stones. It's not called a kli in terms of sanctification. Therefore, it doesn't have as much power to be mekadesh as eino roila. The mizbeach apnimi, it's a klisharis. It's a klisharis. The Shita Mekubetza says it has two elements. It has a mizbeach element, and he has a klisharis element. So therefore, it's able to be mekadesh more items, even masha'eino roila. And that's what Rebbe Lazar is referring to. Okay, there's a lot more here related to the status of Mizbeach, but we will stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue on Friday. B'ez Hashem, we will continue on Friday. There's no doubt I'm going to be away the next 2 days. The next half will be on Friday. Daf Lamed, B'ez Hashem, we will get to. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, there's no, those who listen to the Parsha Shir, I'm going to try to figure out a way to do it sometime this week, but I don't know when yet, but we'll keep you posted.